Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
And now it is time for Whitney Duenas Richardson with Global Sprouts. I love what you're doing, too. Your work is very important for children. So please tell us all about what you're doing.
Global Sprouts is a culture kit that introduces other cultures to kids across America. On a monthly basis, you can subscribe or you can purchase certain countries as one-off kits. And we're on a mission to turn playtime into a passport around the world.
I love that. So what age ranges are your kits for?
2 through 8. And then we are about to launch an older kit for kids 8 through 15.
Do you have them for adults?
You know, that is a very commonly asked question. So the fun part is if you are an adult with the kid and you buy it for your kid, we do have a parent's guide so that parents can learn about the culture first before teaching their children.
What got you into this business? Where did you come up with the idea to do these culture kits?
Yeah, so I'm half Chamorro, half Dutch. I was raised on the island of Guam until 2013. When I landed in the States, I became Whit from Guam. It was my entire identity within 30 days. Everyone was fascinated that I was from the island. No one knew where Guam was, and definitely no one knew who Chamorros were. So I was Whit from Guam. I noticed very quickly that there was a huge gap in American kids in the educational school system. It was my senior year of high school that didn't understand about the world around them. They were so siloed in America. I know the states. Maybe I've visited another state before. Maybe I haven't. And then I had my daughter 2 years ago, and she's bilingual. She knows everything in Spanish that she knows in English. And a few people, some of my closest friends, said, "That's silly. Why would you ever teach your kids Spanish?" And that moment, I was like, you know what? We're going to teach kids about all types of cultures so that when my daughter is my age and deciding to have kids, that it's not taboo to learn another language at an early age.
So you felt that there was a real need for children to appreciate and understand just even the existence of other cultures. So what countries have you curated these kits for?
Our goal was to feature larger known countries and cultures and smaller known cultures. So we do Spain, Guam, Australia, Venezuela, Lesotho, which is a super small kingdom in the middle of South Africa. We have 12 now, and we have 36 on the roadmap that we're still in the process of creating. And Cyprus is another one, which is a small island southeast of Greece. So making sure that we're featuring those cultures that don't necessarily get a lot of publicity in America.
That's awesome. I see here, too, that you have a charitable aspect to this. You donate one box for every 50 sold.
We do. So we've partnered with All the World's Kids, Inc. We do a yearly partnership with them where we donate one box back to underserved children in the south side of St. Pete here in Florida. And then we also feature, we give back some of our proceeds, and then she takes, I think, a select amount of kids, 5 to 10 of them every year on a large trip to another country that is also underserved, and we give back all together.
That's wonderful.
Can you describe for us what's in the kits? Are they kind of similar among countries, or does each kit have different pieces, and what could somebody expect if they received a kit, say, from Spain?
So in Spain, it's my favorite story. It's all based around the flamenco dance, which is very popular in Spanish culture. You get a castanet. Your craft kit in the box is creating an abanico, which is the fan that they'll use in their dance. You'll receive a red silk scarf, a story about the flamenco dance, and Globy traveling to Spain. You'll receive the country's flag and an activity book so that kids are interested in fun activities with a dry erase marker to learn some words in Spanish, certain activities, tracing, matching colors, shapes, So each box comes with a series of lesson plans. So if the parent is a homeschooling family or the kid is in school, they have an activity for each week of the month. And in that, depending on the age group, the parent can lead that conversation. We use project-based learning behind each of our kids. So the first step is to have that excitement about learning about a new culture in a new country. And then you experience it hands-on, really immerse yourself. And then afterwards, you reflect on that experience.
Great. We're talking to Whitney Duanis Richardson with Global Sprouts. And with us, we have Kenny Lang, who has given us some great business advice. Kenny, do you have any questions or advice for Whitney?
Can you talk a little bit more about the project-based learning and how are you engaging the kids so that there's not just comprehension, but retention of the cultural values you're sharing?
Great question. I'm going to tie it back into AI. One time I was on a keynote speaker event, had just wrapped up, and a gentleman came up to me and said, oh, you're teaching them hands-on, right? And that's amazing. But what about AI? And AI is great. You can really create some amazing things with it. But it's up to us as the teachers and the parents of the next generation to teach them to be better and to do better. And the way to do those two things are through critical thinking and problem-solving skills. So as we go through project-based learning in each of our kids, the kids are researching. They're really understanding why they need to build this abanico, which is the fan. Why is that important in the flamenco dance? Then they're creating it and having that hands-on experience. And my favorite thing to do is like not give my daughter one of the materials. And she's like, how am I going to cut this? And I'm like, well, I guess you're going to have to figure it out. You can crease it. You can use some water. You can use a ruler. And then she's using those deeper critical thinking skills, solving the problem. And then afterwards, we'll watch some videos on the flamenco dance happening in Spain. We'll really seal the deal with having that immersive experience and then reflecting on everything we just learned. One of my favorite stories is my daughter specifically when we were testing the prototype. And she knew Spanish. We learned hola. We traced it. She was two, so it wasn't like the best tracing, but she got it kind of down. Little scribble. But the next morning she came into our room and said hola, and she had her red silk scarf and she was flicking it around like the flamenco dancers did. That's the impact we want to have. We want to take one piece of different cultures and incorporate that into our day-to-day life.
Are you selling this to parents online? And also, what about schools? Are schools interested at all?
They are. So we were in 57 schools before launching to consumers. Preschools loved it. We have classroom kits for schools to purchase. And then we do sell directly to consumers and primarily their grandparents, homeschool families.
We need to find out your website again.
My website is globalsprouts.com.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.